You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So, movies, it's Friday. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, Takeaway movie contributor, and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Day podcast, is here along with Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway culture producer and co-host of the podcast. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, we passed the summit. We've passed the Harry Potter summit, the Captain America moment. We're sort of on the downside of the summer weekend movie releases, and we've got three very different releases this morning. First of all, how come you didn't go see Smurfs, Rafer?
Somehow
only Kristen
that just
saw. Only Kristen, yeah.
I don't know.
Is that like a promotion or something?
It's just you didn't have scheduling to, conflict.
Yeah. She doesn't draw the combat pay. Yeah, that's right. There we go. But right. Let's look at the movies out today. Crazy Stupid Love, a romantic comedy starring Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Julianne Moore, and Emma Stone. Seems to me Steve Carell is trying once again the date movie genre here. Let's listen.
I made an effort when we were younger, didn't I? I mean, miniature golf and dancing. You were such a great dancer.
I had to be. You're such a good miniature golfer.
I don't know. I guess I got lazy. I got boring.
It sounds like this movie gets boring from the get-go, but I don't know. Is it a good date movie? Rafer, what do you think?
It's a romantic comedy, right? I'm gonna invent a term for these kinds of movies. I'm gonna call it the Costco movie. You go buy this movie, you're buying in bulk. You're getting like six stories, six plots, six themes. I mean, it's not just, you know, Steve Carell and Julianne Moore. It's also Steve Carell's babysitter who has a crush on him. Steve Carell's son has a crush on the babysitter. Ryan Gosling shows up as a swinging single. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's some very nice moments, but I just found it to be a little busy.
Confused mush, says Rafer Guzman. Kristen Meinzer, what do you think?
I agree, and I think it's too bad because I love all the actors in the movie.
Yeah.
I love Ryan Gosling. I love Emma Stone. I love Steve Carell. I love Julianne Moore. They're all great, but they should have just broken it down and made six movies instead of trying to cram it all into one movie.
So with this cast and this sort of concept, if they couldn't get Kristen Meinzer, they blew it. Is that what you're saying?
I would have totally rocked it.
All right. But Kristen, let's focus on you for a moment because you did actually, somebody had to do it, see the Smurf movie.
Sadly, yes.
Smurfs are back with the new technology, the Neil Patrick Harris unit, and the little blue creatures. Let's listen to them.
Let me get this straight. You're being chased by an evil wizard.
Smurf, exactly.
Stop saying Smurf for everything.
Smurfity, Smurf, Smurf, Smurf.
There's no call for that kind of language, laddie.
A little Shrek-like there at the end. Now, the Smurfs originally were what, Kristen? Because I kind of date myself
by Belgian TV show.
Right.
And the little blue creatures live in mushrooms. And
there's only one female.
There are 99... Papa Smurf has 99 sons who all have names like Vanity Smurf and
based on their
personalities. Based on their personalities.
This is a big animated sort of TV craze.
There's a huge
right?
comic books, TV franchise.
Cereal boxes. They were all over
cereal boxes.
Massive.
The whole thing, yes.
So now it makes it to the big screen. And what do you think?
You know, I used to be a huge fan of the Smurfs TV show as a little kid. I loved the TV show as a kid. But this was just, it was Smurf torturous. It was so bad.
We call this a parent killer in
all
our
I
house.
Could think the whole time watching it was, Gargamel, hurry up and kill these blue gnomes so I can go home and watch TV. were so irritating.
The realism, the high-tech, high-res 3D doesn't help here?
No, it was a very bad mix of computers and live action. It was awful.
Neil Patrick Harris, supremely talented actor, can't save it.
He can make pretty much anything funny.
I felt so bad for him. Oh, I'm like, how did you get trapped in this thing?
Smurf, exactly.
All right, so let's move to the next movie. Cowboys and Aliens. Great billboards, but is it a great film? Let's listen.
I woke up in the desert like I've been dropped out of the sky.
You got a name?
I don't know. I'm going to need you to come with us.
Well, who could resist
Cowboys
mixed with Aliens? Yeah. The graphic novel was successful. You got Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford, and Olivia Wilde, who was in Tron, The Unwatchable. Is she in a watchable movie this time?
Yeah, I have to say, I think, you know, I liked Captain America, and I really liked Cowboys and Aliens. I think I'm turning into a Hollywood fanboy, perhaps. Yeah, it really won me over. And I think the reason I liked it was because it takes itself just seriously enough. You know, when the trailers for this movie were first out, people were a little confused because they kept expecting a comedy because the title is so ridiculous. But it's actually it's really earnest. It's really serious about what it's trying to do, and I found it just totally entertaining from start to finish.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, Takeaway movie contributor, and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Thumbs up. Final take on Cowboys and Aliens, Kristen?
I loved it, and I can't believe we agree, Rafer.
I know we agree.
I loved it. It was a perfect Western. It had the outlaw. It had the nameless man in the hat. It had the journey down long dusty roads. It had the enemy that you just couldn't quite nab, but then you did in the end.
Real return to form for Harrison Ford, I think.
Agreement, consensus on the Movie Date podcast. Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, which you can find at thetakeaway.org. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.